I text Adrian Bott yesterday, Ray, at about 4:24 p.m., not really thinking about what could be happening. I thought, no, I'll just text him, find out something. And he texts me back saying, we've just won the Bong Bong Picnic Cup. Well done, Adrian.
Right. Great thrill yesterday, Andrew. Thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah, did you make it there?
Yeah, it was down there for the day. We had a bit of a marquee on. We were able to get a few people together for the day, and the Kelly family joined us there for the day out and the festivities, so it was a great event.
Yeah, good morning, Adrian. Congratulations, the Bong Bong Cup. I saw some images on social media. It looked like a massive crowd there at Bong Bong.
Yeah, they do. They really do a fantastic job down there, the club, and I think obviously the local community really get behind it. There's plenty of history to the day itself, and we really wanted to be a part of that and glad to be able to support the country meetings.
Nah, terrific. Adrian, to Rose Hill today, you have scratched Hysterical from the third. She was on the quick backup wide barrier. Just wait for another day?
Yeah, look, I just think she'll be better placed if we can space her runs a little bit. She is a mare that's got better form over a little bit further. There's a nice race for her in a couple of weeks coming up, a 1400-metre fillies and mares event, and we just didn't want to, with the quick backup, just take that edge off her for what will be the more suitable race. So probably just not the right conditions for her. So happy just to wait another fortnight. And I think when she does step out, she's certainly one to keep an eye on.
Fair enough. Down to race four then, Adrian. Goodwood Zodiac. He resumed on Cup Day at Randwick. Gee, he ran a good race first up. And I know he's a horse who's better served over further, but that comeback run on Cup Day indicates he might be in for his best Australian prep, this horse.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. I was really excited to see the way he returned. It was an excellent run. He had to carry the big weight, and he did plenty of work early. But look, when he gave a kick, it was it's just condition that gave out late over the mile first time out. So he's done well in between runs. Stepping up in trips slightly will be a big advantage to him. And I must say, I just love the way he's training. He's a lot more relaxed this time around. He's I guess acclimatised to the Australian conditions and the Australian way of racing now. So he's a lot more tractable in his races. He used to want to overdo it, a little bit keen, but he's going about it the right way now.
Yeah, no, there was good signs there at Randwick on Cup Day. Adrian, are you at Rose Hill or Ballarat today?
Just heading to the airport now, getting on a flight down to make our way to Ballarat.
Okay, well, you've got two really good chances down there, including the first starter in the two-year-old, Not a Royal Doubt, who looked good in its recent trial. And I think you've had some success in this Clockwise Classic in recent years.
Yeah, look, it's been it's been a nice race for us previously. And I guess the Sydney horses hold that element of advantage coming down, having you know, the experience of the Sydney way of going, and her trial up here was very good. She still looked like she had plenty of improvement to go out of it. She's been down in Melbourne for a few weeks now, so she had a bit of time to settle in and get over the trip, and hasn't missed a beat since being down there. So nice professional filly. As I said, I think she's got the advantage of having that trial up here and that experience and education, that way of going. And we've had a good system with getting our two-year-old down in Melbourne this year. It seems to be working well for us, and hopefully she can continue that trend.
Yeah, the stable's two-year-olds have been flying in Melbourne over the spring. A little awkwardly drawn, Not a Royal Doubt, but in her trial she showed good speed out of the gates. Can she cross and sort of negate that barrier early doors?
Yeah, look, hopefully she does show that speed, because we'd very much like to be positive on her. It's obviously a huge advantage to be able to find the front and particularly find the fence for these first starters. So, you know, from there we'll look to be positive.
And then down to race nine in the Magic Millions 3 and 4-year-old Classic. A horse I know the stable have always had a very good opinion of. Its name is Terminology. Perhaps he hasn't realised that potential so far, but good comeback run. Also a little awkwardly drawn, but as I said, Adrian, is a horse I know that you've always had an opinion of, Terminology.
Yeah, she certainly has been. She's been, early on we thought enough of her to take her up to the Magic Millions as a 2-year-old, and she ran some nice races behind Sunlight. So the form has been there for her. She's she's probably just really grown into herself now as a 3-year-old. She's come back a lot stronger. She's always been a big girl, but she's really strengthened into that frame of hers. And I thought it was an excellent run there first up. She only had the one trial going into that. There was plenty of speed on early in that particular event. So she had to sort of give up the lead and look to work home well, but she just, her condition just gave out being first up. So she's come on really well for that. Much fitter filly this time round. And look, I think she looks well placed here, and hopefully there's a lot more to come from her this preparation.
You've got runners all over the country today, Adrian. Over in Perth, Ulu Saba, who's won two of its last three in terrific form, has a bit of a class test in the West Australian Guineas.
Yeah, look, that's probably just the difficult element to weigh up, how to assess the local form over there. Obviously, it's a big step up in grade for him, but look, obviously he's owned by some WA connections in Mount Halliwell Stud and Craig Thompson, and wherever possible, we like to take the suitable horses over there for him to race in his hometown. And he's done everything right over here, and coming off a nice victory at Randwick, and the mile's perfect for him. He's going over there in absolutely peak condition. He's been down in Melbourne for a few weeks before flying over, and he settled in beautifully. He's travelled over to Perth in great shape, so I can't knock him physically. And look, if he can handle the class rise, I think he'll be very competitive.
I understand. And just quickly, Adrian, a couple of first starters going to Gosford today. Both won trials very well recently. Sar Sun and Light Exceed.
Yeah, look, Light Exceed. She's done a good job. I like what we're seeing from her. And look, it's a first step out. She'll certainly take further improvement from today, and particularly she can probably get over a little bit further. I like the two-year-old having his first start. There's lots to like about his trial, and we're just taking our time with him in between that trials and getting into the race. He's been very patient. I think we found a nice race for him to kick off in, and he's really been pleasing us at home.
And I've got to ask one more, Adrian. Tomorrow, the Goulburn Cup, you've got the top weight Fabrizio. Has drawn awkwardly in barrier 14, but two solid comeback runs, that good effort in the Ladies' Day Cup at Hawkesbury last start. Will you definitely go to Goulburn tomorrow?
Yeah, he's definitely going around. He's in great shape. I think he's really ready to peak at the moment. I know he's been probably a little bit of time between wins for him, but look, he's in great shape at the moment. Really been training well, so love to see him get back in the winner's stall tomorrow. And as I said, he couldn't be in any better shape going into the race. So I really think he's ready to take that next step again and bounce back for us.
I reckon that'd be a unique double, Andrew, the Bong Bong Cup and Goulburn Cup on the one 3 days, if Sable can pull it off.
Wouldn't have been many that have done that. But you've got League One, you've got plenty of travels, Adrian. Good luck with the weekend, mate.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Adrian.